I think it's the same old, same old. We'll just make the same old mistakes in a different way. I see it already beginning. People are getting into deal fever, both at the plan sponsor side and the manager side. So I think that we'll go through another crash within 5 years. If not a crash, a pretty solid dip.
At PrivCap RE, we wanted to mark the new year by looking at potential game changers for the commercial real estate industry. Now, Ted Leary's argument that we're going to see another crash within the next 5 years is perhaps on the extreme side of the analysis. But in interviewing industry professionals over the past few months and compiling their predictions as to what they see could be potential game changers for 2014, we discovered there were three central themes that could present significant challenges and opportunities for our business. The first one, of course, as you may have guessed, is interest rates and the real impact that that will have on cap rates and maturing commercial real estate debt.
So if I had put it in one sentence, the game changer would be if we see a surprising step function move in the risk-free rate in the United States in 2014, that will dramatically impact real estate prices overnight. So if you think about it, the risk-free rate has moved from, call it 1.6% up to 3%. Over that period of time. And I think if we see another 100 or 150 basis points movement in treasury rates in the United States in the next 6 to 9 months, that will be a game changer for the commercial real estate space, because ultimately you're going to see the widening of cap rates, I think, come into the forefront of everybody's mind. And a lot of the players in the market have effectively, particularly in core and core plus space, have allowed cap rates to compress quite dramatically. And it takes a lot of NOI growth, as you know, to compensate for cap rate expansion.
If we didn't have the theatrics going on in Washington, we had. My view is, I think the big surprise in 2014 is going to be this. Interest rates on both the short end of the curve and the long end of the curve are going to go up faster than anyone thinks, right? And I don't think the market's ready for that at all. On the long end, we've already seen it, what happened with the Treasury some. But on the short end, LIBOR is still zero. Right, and I think that's going to go up a lot. And a lot of the financing that is coming due in the next 24 months is still LIBOR floating financing. I think that game. If there's a game changer that comes out of it, if that's allowed to happen, is I just think we're going to see a lot more defaults than people thought.
Everyone's looking to 2015. That's kind of the target. But by 2014, there's going to be a lot of anticipation of what's going to happen, and we're seeing it now already. Rates are moving. That has an impact on the ability to borrow. And it's going to have a big impact on the ability to both buy real estate and sell real estate. So that means that all the stuff we've been buying over the past few years that expects to be sold over the next few years, 2014 could be a problem. Because all of a sudden, what they expected to be one kind of cap rate environment may be very different. Similarly, people may look at trying to buy stuff and say, you know what, I can't get the debt because the interest rates are moving in such an extraordinary way.
We're going to see folks that are going to be making decisions much more carefully, much more judiciously, whether they're buying a core asset or, to a greater extent, secondary markets, value add opportunities. Those, I think, are going to become more of a focus over the next couple of years. But in an environment where the rates aren't facilitating any deal that you might want to engage in making, I think what we'll see is that we see a greater separation of folks who really are able to be judicious, to separate out the great opportunity from the mediocre opportunity, and those who have depended upon very low-cost financing in the absence of that kind of discretion.
One of the notable trends globally in 2013 had to be the prominence of foreign investors in commercial real estate. Whether it was Chinese investors looking to New York, to London, to Paris, to Tokyo, or European investors eyeing Asia and North America, there was roughly $40 billion of additional cross-border capital flows in 2013 compared to 2012 and 2011. 2014 will be no different, with the pace of capital flows of foreign investors set to dramatically increase.
I think the mother of all tsunamis of capital will be coming onshore to the U.S. So if we thought that foreign capital was interested in investing here before, I think that it's only going to increase. The United States is a safe haven. The gateway cities are an ultra safe haven. And so whatever you've seen before, I think that it will be really, really enhanced in 2014.
I have strong confidence that the capital flows from sovereign wealth funds will continue in an unprecedented dimension. And I specifically think China is going to lead the way with a wave of capital such that we have never seen in private real estate before. So I would say it's large institutions from around the world continuing to increase capital flows at a rate and a dimension that wasn't seen before 2014.
I'm not sure if this will be so much of a game changer in 2014 as much as an acceleration of what we're already seeing perhaps in the marketplace today, but I think the globalization of investment into major markets, you know, like New York, like San Francisco, I think we're just going to see that continue to accelerate. And it's just, I think some of these markets have always been a place where you see, you know, international investment dollars come in. But I think where that money is coming from and the diversity of where the money is coming from, I think is changing the face of real estate a bit.
In assessing the challenges and opportunities facing private real estate investors and managers in 2014, we shouldn't restrict ourselves to thinking about the external factors, such as interest rates or new sources of foreign capital coming onto our shores. We also have to face significant challenges within our industry. The financial crisis, the concentration of capital into the hands of fewer managers, this is all leading to a slow consolidation of GPs. Michael Hoffman and Larissa Herzig argue that this consolidation is also paving the way for a new vintage of GPs, for new managers to emerge in our industry.
We see a significant decline in incumbents being able to come back to market because of track. And that means we're almost back to the late 90s again, post the RTC era, where new managers are going to inherently become necessary to be able to meet the allocation needs of LPs. What that means is, people with terrific operational capabilities or people with unique strategies, things that are different in portfolio that LPs are seeking or things that are backfilling the opportunistic bucket that they've kind of laid off on the last several years will become important again and robust again. And we see that generating a whole new vintage of new GPs, some of which will obviously go on to be the leaders in the industry.
It's a bit more of a subjective answer, but the big game changer in 2014 will be that the investor universe will be able to see some very successful emerging manager programs. I think historically, they've had a bit of a taint to them. They've been politically motivated. And so we haven't seen the enthusiasm in the space that a lot of these smaller managers really deserve. And I think the investors that are currently supporting emerging managers, the fund of funds, everyone in this space, the managers themselves, we've all worked really hard, very cooperatively, despite, you know, in many instances being competitors, to try to really promote the space, get people excited. And I think the result of that has been very positive, and I think the outcome is going to be some very positive economics for the investors who've taken the risk and made those emerging manager investments. So I'm certainly hopeful that that's going to be a real game changer. People will see that these programs have been successful, the returns have been attractive, in some cases maybe more attractive than investing with a lot of established managers, and that will cause a lot of new investors to start participating in the space.